good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. The servant of God, Father Stanley Rother, was a Catholic priest and missionary to Guatemala. He was murdered by a death squad, believed to be made up of right-wing extremists and elements of the Guatemalan army back in July of 1981. In June this month, the Congregation of the Causes of Saints officially recognized Father Rother as a martyr. It's a critical stage before his beatification and canonization. And joining me right now to discuss this new martyr is Father Price Oswalt. He's director of the Father Stanley Rother Guild. Father Oswalt is a native Oklahoman. He was born into an anti-Catholic, non-practicing hodgepodge of Protestantism, which itself would be worth talking about. He's a priest of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City for 19 years and currently pastor of St. Joseph Old Cathedral in downtown Oklahoma City. He is chaplain to the Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting Network, and as I said, he's director of the Servant of God Father Stanley F. Rother Guild. Father, great to have you with me. Thanks.
Great to be with you, Al. It's a pleasure. Thank you for taking this time. Thank you for helping us spread the word about Father Rother's cause.
Yeah, this is fascinating. This is one that I'd heard of in the past, but knew virtually nothing about it. There were many priests, as I understand it, who were killed in Guatemala during that era. And talk to me about Father Rother.
I'll be happy to. Father Rother was a simple farm boy raised in a small town called Okarchee, Oklahoma, which is about 20 miles west of Oklahoma City. He was born in March of 1935, to German immigrants. His father was Franz and his mother was Gertrude. He had four siblings. His sister, his oldest sister, is still alive, and one of his brothers, his younger brother. His sister is a Sister of the Doors of the Precious Blood of Jesus in Wichita, Kansas. Sister Marita, she's a lovely woman. I know her very well. His brother Tom I know very well as well. He had two other brothers who are now deceased. They were a German farming community. That area of Oklahoma is famous for wheat farms, and so he grew up on a wheat farm in western Oklahoma, and just did what every farm kid did. He went to the local parochial schools and served masses in his local parish. And no one really ever expected much out of Stanley. He was just an average kid doing average things. And in the same week, in the 1940s, he and his sister Elizabeth Mary both came to the parents and announced they had a vocation from God. And he wanted to go to the seminary, and she wanted to go to the religious Sisters of the Doors of the Precious Blood of Jesus.
Wow.
So in the same week, the Rothers took Stanley to the high school seminary that the diocese ran, and they took their daughter and dropped her off at the convent in Wichita. And they both entered religious life.
Oh, boy, I would love to know the antecedents to those decisions and, you know, how that worked out.
Yeah, exactly, because no one expected either one of them to
do
that. And they both, and not telling each other they were going to do that, they both went to their parents and announced this decision they had made.
That's amazing.
Now, Stanley wasn't a good student. He didn't do anything in high school to prepare for that forthcoming decision. He struggled through school, and in fact, he kind of flunked out of two seminaries.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have the skills necessary to survive.
Yeah, okay.
But the bishop here in Oklahoma believed in him very wholeheartedly. He went through seminary at St. John's Seminary in San Antonio, Texas, and the Assumption Seminary in San Antonio, and then finally finished at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland.
Yeah,
but he struggled very difficultly. But the bishop here in Oklahoma believed in him and gave him every fighting chance he had, and finally brought him home and ordained him, and he was ordained to the priesthood in May 25th, 1963.
Okay.
He served as a parish priest, as associate pastor in several parishes, and at the time, in the 1960s, the Congregation for the Doctrines of the Faith and the Evangelization of Peoples, and as a precursor of the various congregations now that in the Vatican, Propagation of the Faith, wanted to have dioceses promote serve in foreign countries. And so the Diocese of Oklahoma then had a work down there in Guatemala called the Catholic Mission of Oklahoma. It was in Santiago Atitlan, Guatemala.
Okay.
And so we'd had priests serving there since the 50s. And in early 1963 through 69, there had been priests down there, and the priests wanted to come home. And so Stanley volunteered to go down in 1969. And so they sent him. And from 69 to 75, he was associate pastor, and then In 75, he became pastor, and he served from 75 until 1981 when he was killed.
How, this is, explain to us, and I remember this era a little bit from living in the United States, and the political concerns that people had with Central America, and I noticed at the time that there were a number of Catholic priests and nuns who were killed in Guatemala, El Salvador, I think. And these were heroic stories when you looked at them. But unfortunately, in conservative political circles in America, people said, well, these priests and nuns were killed because they were doing politics. They were doing radical left-wing liberation theology politics in Central America. Put this in context for us so we know the commitment that Father Stanley had to the people there and to God.
There certainly were times and places where some of that could be true. And certainly, as the church has looked at Oscar Romero's life and we just had his beatification, yeah. There was certain political ideologies and movements amongst that era, and in El Salvador especially, and as you know, our Holy Father, he was living in Buenos Aires at the same time this turmoil was going on, and
yeah.
Dealing with his own turmoil in his own country, trying to hold it together.
Yeah.
In that same era, Buenos Aires went through four different governments in that same era.
Mm.
And so he was dealing with his own turmoil and trying to hold his own people together.
Wow.
So if there ever was a cause for a pope to raise up someone, Stanley Rother and is one of those causes. So, but Stanley wasn't a political man. Stanley wasn't one who was messed up in politics.
Mm-hmm.
All Stanley wanted to do was help the people and
yeah.
serve the people.
Yeah.
So he took what he knew from the farm. And in fact, priests would go down and they would take him truckloads of supplies from Oklahoma, old farming equipment, old hoes, old tractors, old stuff that they could just rally together from the people who didn't need anymore. And they would just take him truckloads, drive trucks down there, old pickup trucks full of stuff down there. And he would give them to the people. And his mentality was, if I help the people become self-sufficient, break away from the centralized mentality that the government's going to provide
mm-hmm.
you everything. If I help them become self-sufficient, they won't have to rely upon the government, regardless of what politics are going on in Guatemala
right.
City.
Right, exactly.
If I can teach them how to love God, trust in God, and provide their own meals, then they can survive on their own.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
he just took the simplest of skills that he learned on the farm, and he started teaching them that. He established a hospital, a clinic there to take care of their basic fundamental needs. He was on the cutting edge of the society when it came to radio. He established a radio there in the mission to provide catechesis for the people.
Good man.
And remember, too, it wasn't priests and nuns. There were catechists being raped and pillaged and pulled off the streets.
Wow.
They were called the missing ones. He and his associate pastor stood on the front porch of the rectory one night and watched one of their leading catechists be snatched right in front of their eyes from the bandits, and they couldn't do anything about it. And so they knew their own lives were threatened. So these people would just disappear, and either their bodies would be found later by the lakeside. There's a huge lake there, Santiago de Titlan. Or they'd be found on dirt roads, murdered,
wow.
weeks and weeks later.
My guess is Father Price Oswalt, taking a look at the life of Martyr Stanley Francis Rother. Father Rother was killed in 1981 in Guatemala. Why was he considered such a threat? And why were these catechists considered such a threat?
Because they were teaching the people that they didn't need to rely upon the government. Mostly, and that was a threat to the establishment of the government.
Yeah.
When you mentality is the government has to provide everything for you, and you need the government to subsist and to survive. If suddenly people are teaching you, no, you don't need that, then that's a threat.
Wow.
And to teach people to love God is a threat.
Hmm.
And that's all they were doing.
Yeah.
They were teaching the faith, spreading the faith, and teaching people to subsist on their own.
You know, I think it's amazing. In America, I this doesn't really hit us like it should, but in a nation where the political forces are trying to establish themselves as kind of the great father of the people, the source of all that's good, for someone to come along and say that there's something higher than the government is a real threat to the government. And that's what sounds like is going on here, is Father Rother is saying, look, look to God. He's your source, your provision. Work the land that you've been given. And it's amazing how such a common sense message like that would be perceived as so threatening that they would have to kill him. I mean,
yes,
that's a very twisted environment to have to work in. And again, I think shows remarkable courage and virtue on his part. Did he know what danger he was in?
He did. The political turmoil and the violence in Guatemala was escalating into the 70s, into the early 80s. In December of 1980, Rother reported that 10 men had been taken from the area. And in December 1980, he wrote a Christmas letter home, and he was speaking about sleeping in the rectory in various rooms and moving from place to place.
Wow.
And then he knew that his name had appeared on a death list.
Oh.
So in his Christmas letter that year, he wrote home and he said, quote, he said, this is one of the reasons I have decided to stay in the face of physical harm. The shepherd cannot run at the first sign of danger.
Wow.
And that was very powerful. And that's kind of become the banner statement we've attached to Father Roth. The shepherd cannot run. So in early 1981, he learned that his name was back on a hit list, but he was determined he should stay, but he was later convinced that he should leave Guatemala. So he came home in January of 81. But he came home and he talked in parishes and he talked to priest friends, but he stayed at their family farm, and his mother said their kitchen faced the south. And Stanley would sit at the dining table, and he would just stare out the window and stare facing south. And she said that she knew his body and his mind was in the house, but his heart was still in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
So in April of 81, Father Rother decided to return to Guatemala.
We've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure we get to the circumstances of his death. Exactly
right.
What happened?
Well, in April of 81, he decided to return, even though he knew that life was in danger. His associate pastor, Father Pedro, was still back in the States. In July of 81, July 28th, three bandits broke into the house, into the rectory. They found the houseboy, which is Father Pedro's brother. His name is Francisco. They found him, and they held him at gunpoint and said, where's Father Francisco, which was Father Stanley Francis, huh? And so the houseboy called out, and Stanley came down, and he told the gunman, he said, well, if you're going to do it, you have to do it here. You're not taking me out of the rectory. There was a fistfight that went through several rooms in the rectory, and then finally they shot him with three bullets, and he lay dead. The government, from the force that our government applied to the Guatemala government brought three men to trial. The houseboy said that it was three short Guatemalan men who entered the house. The Guatemala government brought three tall white men to trial.
Yeah.
So they never really prosecuted.
Unbelievable.
Murdered him.
On June 23rd, the Congregation of the Causes of Saints officially recognized Father Stanley as a martyr. Would you stay in touch with us about the cause and how this continues on?
It'd be my honor to. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is, I so appreciate you getting in touch with us on this. It's a story we want to spend more time on in the future. So, Father, thank you so much. How do people stay in touch with you?
Through Father Stanley Rother Facebook page, if you do ask.
Okay. We'll have it posted at our site, AveMariaRadio.net.